Lord God, thank you so much for your word to us. We thank you so much for making yourself known to us. And we pray that you've had enough of elections over this past year. I know I'm a self-confessed election junkie. I am a political nerd. I like the inside scoop. But at almost every level of politics, people make promises. People say that everything is going to be better under them. But at the end of the day, does anything really change? Probably not. Now, call me a grumpy old cynic, please do so, and that would be a fair point. But in reality, people aren't really interested in the minute details of policy making. I think people really want something very simple. People want stability. People want security. And people want people who lead with integrity. Stability, security, and people who lead with integrity. People don't want drastic changes. People want security and stability. People want to feel safe. They want security. They want leaders who represent them, who judge with integrity. If we look to politicians for these things, I think we might be looking in the wrong place. If we look to other economic leaders, I think we might also be looking in the wrong place. If we look to our jobs or our managers or our CEOs of our workplaces, I think we're looking in the wrong place. But what if there was someone else who we could look to? Someplace else to look to? Well, today we're picking up again in the Psalms of Ascent. And these were the psalms, these were the songs that were set out for the Israelites to sing as they made their way up to Jerusalem, as they walked up Mount Zion to join in the various feasts and festivals laid out for them. And in Psalm 125, we get the answer that if you want stability, security, and integrity, there is only one place to turn, and that is to the Lord. To Yahweh, the Lord who cannot be moved, and those who trust in the Lord cannot be moved, but will abide forever. Look at me at chapter 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They cannot be moved, but abide forever. Mount Zion was the place where the temple of the Lord was under the old covenant. This is the place where people were ascending up to, where they went to pray, to sacrifice, to meet with God. There was stability in the temple worship and in their relationship with the Lord on Mount Zion. And it was on top of a mountain. Now, you may have realised as you drove in that we here at St John's have been doing some landscaping a bit. And it's always surprising how many people it takes to move a couple of cubic metres of soil. It takes forever. Now, imagine me asking you to get a crowbar and your spade and your shovel and go and move Mount Gravatt by 1 metre. Or Mount Kutha. Or Mount Kosciuszko. You would think I was being ridiculous because mountains just can't be moved like that. Even in extreme weather events like cyclones and storms and dumping flooding rains, mountains aren't shaken easily. In times of war, mountains are the strongholds where people have the high ground and have safety. And it tells us that anybody who puts their trust in Yahweh, in the Lord, in Jesus, is like this. We have utter stability. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can move us from our relationship with Him. If we are in relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that can take us away from that. At Romans 8, 38, verses 38 to 39 says this, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God's love. No matter what happens, no matter what challenges we might face, no matter even if we are in the valley of the shadow of death, not one thing can touch us. Because we are in Christ. And if we are truly in Christ, nothing can take us out of Christ. When we respond to Jesus' command to repent and to believe in him and give our lives completely over to him, it's almost like we are concreted in place in him. Once we are on plain Jesus, nothing can take us off plain Jesus. Nothing can shake us. No amount of sin or disobedience can. Not even death. And did you notice at the end of verse 1 there? We're like Mount Zion, which abides forever. We will abide forever. Hear these words of Jesus, which we just heard from John chapter 10. The sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. If we are part of Jesus' flock, if we respond to the voice of Jesus to call, to repent and believe in him, nothing can snatch us from his hand. That's the guarantee. There is nothing so secure, nothing so stable as our standing before God and our future with him. It's like Mount Cuthah, which cannot be moved. It's totally secure. Look at me at verse 2. As the mountains surrounded Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. See, Mount Zion, it had a few mountains around us. It does have a few mountains to this very day surrounding it, protecting it. It was a stronghold. It was a fortress. And just as those mountains surrounded Mount Zion, God surrounds us from now and forevermore. We have total security. I remember when I was living at home, and I was around 19 or so at the time, and Mum and Dad left for a holiday and for a conference, and I was at home overnight for like a week for the very first time by myself. But when it was time to go to sleep, I found myself getting up, checking the front door, checking that the garage door was locked, checking that the back doors were locked, checking that the laundry door was locked, and then going back to bed. And then getting up and checking that the front door was locked, the garage door was down, the back door was locked, the laundry door was locked, and going back to bed. And so the cycle repeated. Is anybody else like that, or is it just me? I didn't feel secure. I didn't feel safe. My parents weren't there. But when we're in God, when we're in Christ, we are totally secure. God surrounds us. Just stop and think about this. That the Lord who created all things, knows all things, commands all things, sustains all things, who is all powerful, who doesn't slumber nor sleep, who doesn't clock off for a nap, is surrounding you. Protecting you. Wherever you are, in the workplace, at home, in the playground at school, in the exam room, in the doctor's office, the Lord surrounds you and is in you by his Holy Spirit. He is always there and always near, as we saw way back in Psalm 121. Nothing can take us from him. And what is he protecting us from? I mean, we have to be real here. We see Christians being attacked around the world. We get sick and we still face trouble. Sometimes we feel stale in our relationship with God. Sometimes we do feel disconnected. What is he protecting us from? Well, look at me from verse 3. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. He protects us from the evil one, from all evil. The scepter was like a rod, and it symbolizes power and the rule, symbolizes the power and the rule of the person who holds that rod or that scepter. But because the Lord is protecting us and surrounding us, because he is our stability and security, we can be confident that the evil one cannot harm us, cannot touch us. Satan cannot lay his rod or hand on us because Jesus protects us. Remember again from John chapter 10. Nothing can snatch us from Jesus' hand. Satan can't. Can we be tempted? Yes. Will we sometimes be caused to doubt? Yes. Will we sometimes find ourselves in sin? Yes. But will we be plucked away from the Lord? No. You know, sometimes there can be a little voice in our head that seems to suggest otherwise. We can be tempted to think that we don't deserve God's love, or we don't deserve God's protection. We can think that we're unworthy of God's love because of our disregard of him, or because of our continual sin, or unworthy because of our lack of Bible reading or our lack of prayer. Sometimes we can think, does God really care about me? Does God really want a person like me, a wretch like me? It seems almost impossible, unbelievable. And yet it's so true that God loves and protects us in a way that we cannot understand right now. We probably won't be able to fully understand until he comes again. But this is so clearly displayed in the gospel. He loves us so much that he sent his eternally begotten son into the mess of this world to redeem us back to him, to take the punishment for the wickedness that we did, to reconcile us back to him. And so if he has gone to this measure to rescue us from sin, to rescue us from the hands of the evil one, is he going to let us be taken away from him? No. He surrounds us now and forevermore. The rod of Satan can't rest on us while we are in Christ. And the wicked and the evil and those who promote injustice won't prevail. Because in Christ we have stability, security, and a Lord who judges with integrity. Look with me from verse 4. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside from their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. See, if we do face injustice or harm from others, God will judge with integrity and justice. Here the psalmist is expressing their trust in God's justice, longing for God's justice. God, do good to those who do good. Do judge those who do bad. Is this some kind of works-based righteousness that the psalmist is promoting here? No. He's speaking in generalizations about how the Lord works. That those who trust in the Lord and serve him in humility will be vindicated. And the wicked who try and uproot the faithful people or try to destroy them will be destroyed themselves. God will exalt the humble and humble the proud. See, where so often human leaders disappoint, hiding scandals, bending the truth, God judges with complete fairness. No corruption, no backroom party deals, only integrity. The judgment and justice of God is a good thing, as we've seen in our last sermon in the book of James, and will ultimately lead to peace for God's people. Both Jew and Gentile and all those who put their trust in Jesus. The Hebrew word here is shalom. Shalom be upon Israel. Shalom be upon God's people. It's not just an absence of troubles, but a fullness of the peace and presence of God. A satisfaction in relationship with God. Yes, this world, this side of eternity, we will face opposition. We will face criticism. But we have the great hope that no earthly thing can take us from God's hand. And God will judge those who oppose him. In the cultural moment that we're in, there are so many people looking for security and stability and leaders who lead with integrity. In our cultural moment, more than ever, people are searching for something deeper and more significant to find their identity in. In the face of rising costs of living, a housing market which prices people out, social media addiction, a society where women are still objectified and men don't know what it means to be a man anymore, and domestic violence is still rife and gambling addiction is not slowing, people are longing for something better. Longing for stability. Longing to find their identity, longing to find their people. And in this world, we have this hope that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. We have our identity, our security and stability in Yahweh. But will we invite others in to share this good news? As you look out on the world, do you see people who are lost? Harassed and helpless without a shepherd. But we know the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. Will we tell others about him? Yes, this good news from Psalm 125 should comfort us. It should give us such great joy and confidence. But it should also prick us into letting others know about this opportunity for life, security, and stability. If you don't know where to start, bring a friend along to Alpha. Invite them along. Come. Bring them here on a Sunday. This news is too good to hold on for ourselves. It's news to be shared. And friend, if you are joining us here in person or watching online and you want this stability, this relationship with the Lord, please come and chat to me after the service. I'd love to let you know about it. But maybe you might be here this morning and you have put your trust in Jesus, but instead of feeling like an unmovable mountain, you feel a bit like a rotted fence that's ready to be blown over. Perhaps you're facing a hard health diagnosis, or you're not confident of God's forgiveness. Maybe you've got to a point in life and it's not turned out the way that you would want it to. Well, isn't it great that our faith isn't dependent on how we feel, but on what God has done for us? Our faith isn't dependent on how we feel. It's dependent on who we know and put our trust in. And I know that sometimes our experiences may not always align with the reality that we see in God's word. That's sadly part of living this side of eternity. Our eyes are veiled as to what is reality. But we need to be soaked in God's word. I'm preaching to myself again here. to pray the Psalms, sing the Psalms, cry tears of sadness through the Psalms, tears of joy through the Psalms, urge our souls to be lifted up to the Lord. Remember that we know who we trust in. Remember that we have stability and security in the Lord. Remember that we are like a mountain that can't be moved in Him. Remember that the Lord surrounds us and protects us. Remember that the Lord won't allow the power of the evil one to rest on us. Remember that God will judge with justice and integrity. All we need to do is trust in Him. Trust in Him. What did we just sing? Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to your cross I cling. We don't need to work for Him or prove ourselves worthy of Him. We don't need to go to church for Him or give money to Him or preach for Him. Simply give our lives over to Him as our Lord and Savior, who died and rose for us and loves us and gave His Spirit to us as a seal. And nothing can take us from His hand. Nothing can separate us from His love. Nothing can take His Spirit away from us. We are safe and secure in His loving and powerful, awesome, big hands. He is, as Isaac Watts wrote, our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our